In the city that never sleeps, a loyal band of Star Wars fans have set up camp on the sidewalk, trying to catch some shut-eye in sleeping bags a few feet away from Midtown Manhattan's rumbling traffic. Others crouch near tents or sit on inflatable chairs, shaped like aliens from the faraway galaxy of the Star Wars universe. With just hours to go before the premiere, Jeanette and Chris Laird are among these fans, wearing brown robes and carrying lightsabers. The married couple flew in from northwestern England to be part of the New York Line experience and have been waiting outside the theater they affectionately call the Ziggy for 3 days.
Just sitting here on the pavement. We've had about 7 hours sleep since Sunday. So we're running on excitement at the moment, definitely. I think after we've seen the movie tonight, we're just going to drop and that'll be it. You know, a couple of days in bed, I think.
More than 250 people have been camping out in shifts since April 30th. A Briton named Michael explains why people from 9 countries have flocked to this Midtown theater when the film is being shown throughout the world at midnight Wednesday.
We could have actually seen the film earlier in the UK, but we decided, as it was the last one, we were going to make a big thing about it and come and spend some time in New York with these mad guys, raise a bit of money for charity and see the film at the end of the day.
The fans collect pledges for every hour they wait online, with the money donated to the Starlight Starbright Children's Foundation, a charity that benefits seriously ill children. This New York Line is the second for Chris Laird, who raised money as he waited to see Star Wars Episode I back in 1999. It's the camaraderie and the charity aspect that brought back the Star Wars buff, who says he has seen each film more than 1,000 times, and even has a room devoted to Star Wars memorabilia in his house. There are also newbies, first-timers in the waiting line. British friends Barry and Michael are among them, and they were not sure what to expect.
To be fair, when you first arrive and you see some of them, and you're a bit judgmental, you think, oh God, they are comic book guy, you know, nerdy types, but generally pretty nice people.
Jan, a massage therapist from upstate New York, enjoys the films, but says the greater purpose is the charity.
Then there will be people who walk by and say things like, oh my God, you're such losers, get a life. And so what happens then is it becomes an opportunity to educate. I've taken it on myself to track them down and say, okay, so can I explain to you what it is we're actually doing here rather than what you've assumed we're doing here? And it's amazing how many donations that turns into once people understand, because they've bought this whole loser Star Wars fat guys living in their basements, you know, in their parents' basement thing, which is absolutely not true.
New York Line organizer Suzanne Souza says the group raised a total of $33,000 while waiting outside the Ziegfeld Theater for the first 2 Star Wars prequels. The total raised during the Revenge of the Sith vigil will be announced at the premiere. Suzanne Presto, VOA News, New York.